Priya, and this is like a draft for the playlist that I just came up with the idea for, namely, what should we call it? From cult consciousness to Krishna consciousness. Spiritual revival guide for disillusioned Hare Krishnas, or something like that. And one episode could be, now we start with japa, because that's really where we need to start, and we should remember. Anyway, let's just, and the next one would be the guru, okay? So this series here, this playlist is made for people like myself, members of the Krishna consciousness movement, who found that in all the beauty of Krishna consciousness, certain things and people regarding the movement they are or were in turned out to be not what they should be. Maybe you're disillusioned, disappointed, some even gave up the whole thing with bhakti yoga and all that. Well, first of all, that's nothing new, that organizations, spiritual organizations, after the passing away of the founder, a natural leader, start battling with problems and even falling apart. Yeah. So what else is new? But now it's about you and me and our spiritual life. Which isn't really depending on all of that. Actually, and well, I'll just share my own experiences here, and well, forever they're worth. But let's start. And here we're going to take the positive path. I would say that looking at all that is wrong with open eyes is simply part of getting real, and it's although it may not feel so good, it's better than just closing eyes and ears and mouth and pretending it's not there. But that is being done elsewhere, and I feel there is a need for those who maybe have lost hope or faith or whatever, trust. To get some help to move on. So let's start with that which we probably started with in the first place. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.